Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Continuing my conversation with Diana Healy, we talked yesterday how she found hope through Jesus through an unexpected divorce. Had 28 years of marriage, had children 11 and 17, and her husband gave her the news that a lot of people have had their spouse tell them, hey, I don't love you anymore. And in fact, was even told, I've never loved you. And so a lot of you know that pain and rejection, but she talked about how she found hope and she cried out to Jesus. So if you missed that, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast. You can listen at your convenience 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at our website, hopeishere.today, and you can share those or you can sign up to follow us. We're on Podbean, iTunes, YouTube. There's several channels that you can have access to see all the different programs that we've had over the past 10 months. So I encourage you to go check out our website today. That is hopeishere.today. So Diana, unfortunately, go through the divorce like I've been through one myself, not your plan. Got really in a dark spot, but as you cried out to Jesus, he was faithful. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You're starting to kind of move forward with your life. It's been about 4 years since the divorce. You're adjusting to being a single mom with two children. And then on July 2nd, 2004, everything changed.
Yes. I got a call that day from my sister, actually, and said, we need to go to the hospital. And I thought it would be our father who had been sick a lot and everything. And she said it was Derek was in the hospital. And I said, well, what happened? And she said, I don't know what happened, but I just got a call saying he's at the ER room in at UK.
And how old was Derek at the time?
He was 18. Yeah. No. He was 22.
Okay.
So, we immediately, it was just immediately this peace came over me. God just took over, you know, just me, you know, I just felt very calm about it. And I was passing by where my younger son worked at the time, and I thought, should I stop and get him and take him with me? And I thought, no, it'll probably be something, maybe something simple. And then just something just said, no, go in and get Drew. And so I stopped at his business and said, I need to take him with me to the hospital. And they went to get my son. And someone asked me then, they said, is his brother okay? And I said, I'm not sure. And I said to her, I think he's been shot. And no one had told me that.
Wow.
And they said, is he okay? And I said, I don't know. So that was the first thing that I felt like God just kind of started preparing me. And so I get in the car, pick up my sister and I pick up my son. And I got in the car and I said, we're going to listen to praise music on the way to the hospital. And I put in a CD, and the CD, the song that sang was Shout to the Lord. And so I said, we're going to sing and we're going to praise God on the way to the hospital. And that was God. You know, that was just a God thing. And I got to the hospital, and when I walked in the emergency room, all of our family and friends were at the hospital. And I started thinking, how do they all know that Derek's in the hospital? But it had been reported on the 6 o'clock news that there had been a shooting in the music store where he worked, and that someone had been injured. And so when I walked in the hospital room, it was family, it was friends, and everyone was crying. And I started thinking something serious. And so we see the nurses and doctor, and they told us what had happened. He had been shot during a robbery at work in the back of the head. And they said, there's nothing we can do. We cannot remove the bullet. There's nothing that we can do. And still this peace was over me, and I went to see him, and he had his eyes closed, and there was blood, you know, around his ear. And I whispered to him something I had always told him. The one thing I had always told my children is when you're a Christian, it's a win-win situation. You win if you stay here, and you win if you leave here. So you cannot lose. And so I whispered that in his ear, and I said, don't, this is not a loss. This is a win-win. If you go, if you stay here, it's a win. And if you leave here, it's, you win. I prayed, you know, for God to do a miracle, to, even though the doctors were telling me that there's nothing that could be done, I was still not losing my hope, you know, that something could turn around. And the doctors and nurses kept saying, do you understand what we're telling you? And I said, I do understand what you're telling me, that there's nothing you can do to help him. They did have him on life support. And so that night, many hours of people coming to see him to talk, and he never, you know, had any consciousness. He was never able to talk to anybody. But it was hours, probably 11, you know, we got there about 5 in the afternoon, and it was probably about 11 o'clock at night. My youngest son said, I want to go home now. And so I said, well, we'll go home then. And the doctors and nurses said, now tomorrow we'll take a brain scan to see if there's any brain activity, and then you'll make a decision about life support. And when we left the hospital at night, I just said, God, I'll never be able to make that decision. You're going to have to make that decision for us. And the next morning, before they did the brain test, he passed away on life support, while he's on life support. My son and I, Drew and I, never went to the hospital. We weren't there when it, and I felt like that was God's protection, you know, to just. So from the very beginning, when I got this news that there was nothing that they could do for him, I verbally said to God, I will give this to you to use for your purposes and for your glory. Because if I don't give it to you, my enemy will use it to destroy me. Mm. I know that what I went through in the divorce, that there were, and I thought, I never want to go in that pit again. I never want to have thoughts of suicide again. And if this was my firstborn child, that I had been told I would never have children. And after I got pregnant and had him, it was just I never took a minute for granted of having children at all. But there was another thing that I always told my children, that they were not my children. I always told this from the earliest age that they could understand this. I said, you are not mine. You are God's children that he has loaned to me. Mm-hmm. For a period of time to train you to come into a relationship with him. That's my purpose. And every night I would pray that with them. I would say, God, help me to be the kind of mother that you want me to be, and to train them and to teach them the things that you want them to know. And I would pray it with them because I wanted them to know they did not belong to me. So that was one of the things that came to my mind. You know, it's like God has told me this. There was another thing that God did, because God knows everything before it happens. We don't. But when Derek was 15, God told me, he actually called me Abraham. And he said, Abraham, put your child on the altar for me. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, you know, and I think the reason he's telling me that is because I had decided nothing bad was ever going to happen to my children. And I could protect them from anything bad ever happening. I just had, and God knew that I had those thoughts, that I thought I was in control of that. And so God told me at 15 to put Derek on the altar and let him have him. And, you know, to kind of skip ahead a little bit, and then I'll back up. But when Derek died, I did ask God, I said, but you told me to put him on the altar. I don't understand. When Abraham did that, you didn't take his child. Mm-hmm. And God said, I found him worthy of taking.
Wow.
So I thought, well, I can't argue with that, you know.
And, it's kind of hard to argue with God, yeah. Isn't it?
And like I said, he had reminded me, remember, these are not your children, they're mine. And you had them for a time. But it also, you know, that it was just that and so many things that God just kept reminding me of. When Derek was 5 years old, the first time he ever heard Psalm 139:16, he said, which says, The number of our days are written in God's book before one of them ever began. God knows everything about our life before we're ever born. He knew us as we were being knit together in our mother's womb. And Derek was 5 at the time, and he said, I love that verse. And he said, God knows when we're coming home. He knows when, and he called it at 5 years old. He said, when we get to go home. And he loved that verse, and he always loved that verse. And that was the verse that God said to me, you know, because I talked to God a lot. It didn't mean, you know, because I knew God and because I hand this over to God that I didn't have a lot of questions for him. And that was one of the things I asked him. I said, should I have prayed more? Should I have prayed harder? Should I have done anything different? Should I called in? You know, I remember somebody saying that their child was in a wreck and they called in Wayne Smith to pray and her son lived. And I remember asking God, should I have called Wayne Smith to come in and prayed over Derek? Is that why? And God said, the number of his days were written in my book before one of them ever began. And he said, there was nothing that you could have done or anybody else could have done. There was nothing that could have changed that number. When that number comes, when the number of our days comes, nobody can change that.
Wow. Powerful stuff here. If you just tuned in, we're talking with Diana Healy, and she's talking about the loss of her son, Derek, who was shot in a robbery. He was just working at a record store, a normal 22-year-old guy, and he loved music, and somebody robbed the record store he was working at. I believe it was on Limestone, if I'm not mistaken, down near UK's campus, and got shot in the back of the head and only lived about 24 hours after that. So I know that a lot of you have had loss, and they say there's no pain greater than somebody having to bury their own child. But as you've heard Diana share today, she talked about how a previous hurt in her life prepared her for this loss. She talked about in yesterday's program going through a unexpected divorce after 28 years of marriage and being told that she wasn't loved anymore. In fact, even told the enemy wanted to make sure that she got the message and said, in fact, I never loved you. And so she had an incredible amount of pain with 11 and 17-year-old sons then, and yet she was at the point of suicide then, like a lot of people, myself included, have been when we went through divorce. But this time, after she got the news that her son had been shot and then he passed away, and she still has the pain in her, you know, she had tears in her eyes today. Doesn't mean it doesn't still hurt, but she made a decision early on and said, God, if I don't give this situation to you, I know it will destroy me. And for some people listening today, you know, John 10:10, Jesus warned us, the enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy. Mm-hmm. And he loves to do that, whether it's through the divorce or a murder of your own precious child. Yet Diana made the mature, difficult, but mature decision as a follower of Jesus to say, Lord, I'm giving this to you. I don't understand you, but I trust you. And I know what happened to me last time. I went through a major tragedy with an unexpected divorce after 28 years. I'm giving this one to you. And tomorrow we're going to share about how she has found hope through the loss of her wonderful son, Derek, at the age of 22 back on July 2nd, 2004. So I know there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that have lost children too. And man, I hope that you'll tune in. Maybe you know somebody that's going through a crisis right now. You can always share these programs. They're available on our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a great thing about the internet. If you need some encouragement, if you've lost hope, be encouraged by Diana's story. Go to our website. That's hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.